This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
William Benning's with us for five more minutes, and each interview we do just gets more powerful. I don't know what you call the last 30 minutes. I mean, the memo's out. We'll cover that more in the next segment. It's an exact blueprint and sources, the document that Benning brought up last week that no one had covered. And, you know, if a tree falls in the forest, it doesn't make a sound. I mean, if nobody's there, did it make a sound? Yeah, that had been out from the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. No one was pointing it out. Benny did. And the media just went, oh, that's already been out, but no one covered it, and you won't cover it. It's now the source of much of what's in the Nunes memo. Don't you feel stupid? So, Mr. Benning, in the 4.5 minutes we have left, I've been asked a lot of questions here, but one point you wanted to make during the break we were talking was this lie, this is hurting the U.S. or hurting intelligence agencies or giving out methods. I'm not an expert like you, but I read the memo. There's nothing there but a bunch of Democrat operatives lying to get fake warrants.
Yeah, it's what they're doing is they're trying to use national security issues as a way of covering up for the embarrassments to people or the crimes that people are committing. And I would also point out that there really wasn't any need to have the president declassify that under Executive Order 13526, Section 1.7, which governs all the classification of documents in the U.S. government. They are required they cannot classify and maintain classified or not declassify any documents that contain information on about criminal activity or embarrassment or corruption or fraud or waste. They cannot use that classification to cover that. So, in other words, any evidence that they have of criminal activity must be declassified by their own nations.
And Trump's following that. He says national security has been violated. We have evidence of criminal activity. It is my duty to give this to the House. They have found as I have found, and I'm ready to give more information to the committee. That has got to make the globalists and these corrupt networks crap their pants.
It would, because they've been so criminal. I mean, they have been doing this against basically the entire population of the United States and the world since 2001. They've been doing this. And they've been using it in court of law and perjuring themselves to convict people, and thousands of people are in jail because of this program. So, you know, they have a lot to account for.
I would be ashamed spying on my wife or people if I had these systems. I would be, you know, there's just no honor. And I guess they're trying to recruit people that don't have honor. And then the good guys, I'm told, get kept low level. And then the bad people just get put at the top until you get people like Hayden and Clapper and Brennan, you know, before Congress saying, we've never spied on one American. It's unbelievable.
Well, what they meant was we have not spied on just one American. We've spied on them all. That's what it is. And they're so arrogant, they don't care what they say. They can lie to anybody or say anything they want to. And they don't think there's any consequence. This is why we have to look back. This is why we have to address these issues with those people and hold them accountable for what they did.
Well, I think we've come a long way. We've got a long way to go, but they say the journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. I think we've gone about 100 miles in the 1,000 miles, and we're committed. We're going down the road. I think we're gaining speed. I think a lot of positive stuff's happening. Do you agree with that, A? And then, B, in closing, how does the deep state strike back, though? Because you were saying during the break, the FBI is kind of the scapegoat here. You're saying the NSA is behind it.
Yeah, I think we have a lot more to go than 1,000 miles, but I think we're in this is the break, and I think this break now is opening up the real rottenness in our government in Washington and in the agencies that make it up. And so this is where we really have to get to it, and it goes beyond, like, the FBI is the front. They take the flak from everybody because they figure they'll still survive because we need the FBI. But behind them are the supporting agencies like NSA and CIA and others who are actually helping them do and achieve what they want to do as a collective group of that I call them the Praetorian Guard, who will determine what our government does. And so that's why they think they have so much power. Now we have to shine the light on them and show them out for what they've been doing and hold those people who did it in those agencies accountable. And make sure we carry through all the law and apply all the law equally to all of them.
So Trump has to fire these people.
I think so.
All right, William Binney, thank you so much. Powerful information. Thank you so much, sir. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product in InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones, live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide from the InfoWars.com studios.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this historic Groundhog Day, February 2nd, 2018. I got to tell you, that last 30-something minutes with William Binney was just unbelievable. I mean, this is history happening. We really are the good guys. We really are turning the country around. We really are standing up against globalism and the poison of its anti-family transhumanist agenda. The telecoms, the big internet companies have already told Trump they're going to stop censoring, but they haven't quit, so he's going to start breaking them up next. And then Comey comes out, who's going to be teaching ethics. What a joke when he leaked stuff to the media, lied about the Congress, was involved in this conspiracy. He's come out and made all these sickening statements. He says, that's it? Dishonest misleading memo? Wrecked the House Intel Committee, destroyed trust of the intelligence community, damaged relationship with FISA court, and inexcusably exposed classified information of an American citizen. For what? DOJ and FBI must keep doing their jobs, which means stay behind networks. Doesn't matter, we're all caught in memos and documents, emails and text messages admitting there's no Russian collusion, and we got to have an insurance policy and keep Trump out, and on and on and on. Comey, arrogant. Maybe acromegaly or whatever causes you to have brain problems. They say it starts cutting into your brainstem. I mean, maybe something's going on with him. I feel sorry for his acromegaly, but other than that, he's still a person and a bad guy. At 8 feet tall or whatever it is. I guess they made him the director to, like, scare people when he, like, toddles in and hardly walk. It's kind of sad. The guy's bigger than Andre the Giant. I mean, he's a freak of political evil, not because of his acromegaly, but because of his arrogance. We now know from the FISA document, you know, it hurt me last week when not the mainstream media, but even some of the liberty-based media said, oh, Jones just wanted to get a cheap shot in and said that he'd release the secret FISA memo. When we said, here's the secret FISA memo declassified, there's 10% of it or so, I haven't added it all up, it's blacked out, but this is the illegal spying, and they say they were asked to illegally spy, and they block out who it was against and by who, but the word is, this is Nunes's memo. Nunes is going to use this as the roadmap to prove that they did it politically and didn't admit it was political and didn't admit it had been funded by the Democratic Party, which is a big, big deal. It's perjury. And it hurt me that even though William Binney came on, and even though that was happening, that the media spun it, that I said this was the Nunes memo, which is called the secret FISA memo, talking about the crimes. They had to give Nunes's memo a name. And the heart of it is the FISA testimony and FISA putting a report out to the president April 26, 2017. He'd only been in a couple months. And they're like, sir, this is highly classified. This is what they did to you. He wanted a report. He asked for a report. The FISA court gave him a report and said there's three instances where they lied to us to get these warrants on you, Mr. President. And then the names of who they were surveilling and then who asked for the surveillance is blacked out. But this is it. No coverage other than Media Matters and then a few of the other publications that parrot their BS, George Soros BS, saying Jones tried to hoax his audience. When I'm not going to get into behind-the-scenes stuff, but Benny was specifically contacted. And, hey, we see you're on Jones's show. No one's covered this. This is part of the memo. This is the Rosetta Stone. This is what you want to look at. That was a few hours before Benny was on. He said, hey, I haven't read it all, but, yeah, it's three instances of illegally doing it, blah, blah, blah. You had the former head of the NSA that knows all about that court telling you what was key. But what does he know? He's just a valiant whistleblower. Screw him. Alex Jones tries and fails to pass off publicly available document as White House GOP secret Russia memo. No. I said, here's all of it that's not still classified, and it's bombshell, and no one had covered it except for Rob Dew and Michael Zimmerman a couple weeks before, because it had been up there for a while, and the White House wondered why no one saw it. Because they ordered the Director of National Intelligence to release almost all of it, except who asked for it and who was being targeted. And Zimmerman's like, no, it is part of it, Alex. We did cover it weeks ago. And I'm like, great. I'm so proud of us that we're the only outlet that we know of that covered it. And I didn't even know we covered it because I missed that War Room episode. I think, where was Owen Schroyer then? He was out of town. So it was Zimmerman and Dude did the show. So it doesn't matter. You know, it's kind of like saying, how dare someone release this to WikiLeaks instead of what's in the WikiLeaks, all the crime? I mean, it's right here. It's the whole thing. Three times they came to us and lied, and we thought it was illegal, so we told them go back and get other orders, and then Obama told us to do it, so we did it. And now we've got the actual House memo, and most of the evidence in it directly talks about the FISA court word for word and how they did it, and how they went to the FISA court and lied to them. See, here's the thing. When I'm wrong about something, I'll admit it. But I'm not wrong but like 3 or 4% of the time. And then it's when I get dates upside down or, you know, get confused or say things wrong or call McCabe, the director of the FBI, instead of the deputy director. I mean, I know he's the deputy director. I know it's Ray. I don't have teleprompters, so I scramble stuff. So I'll be listening to shows sometimes and go, no, that's a mistake right there. 5 minutes later, that's a mistake. But it's not substantive like the boiling temperature of water or, the color of the sky at high noon. It's just getting little factoids backwards. It's kind of like I have informational dyslexia. But overall, we're dead on because we do the research and we're trying to tell the truth. So when I make a mistake, I'll run up and down the hallways telling you because I want you to know, hey, I didn't do that on purpose. But here it is. Enough about that. We've got Doug Hagman of the Hagman & Hagman, always amazing sources coming up. He has a lot of good FBI sources that are more mid-level. And then he's got state police that are at the highest levels. And he doesn't mind us saying that because I know some of the same sources. I was in New York a couple years ago and had I'm not going to get it, a high-level individual at a parade walk over in uniform. And I was like, wow, that's the head of a major body. We're big listeners, love the show. Doug Hagman's a great guy. You know, we're buddies going back to college. And I'm just like, okay. That's kind of how you know Doug Hagman's really got those sources. When, you know, when head of a police agency comes over to tell you about Doug Hagman. So Doug Hagman's coming up, and he kind of get us the scuttlebutt in New Jersey and New York from the FBI and the state police. So he's got those sources, and he's got some judicial sources as well. But this is just such a crazy time to be alive right now. And anything could happen minute to minute. I'm not watching Netflix at night. I'm not even going to movies hardly. I'm not, because I always had a little bit of entertainment in my life. This is so entertaining because it's so real and so dangerous, and I'm in it, and you're in it, and we got a bunch of jerks trying to block the recovery of the country. And just basic America getting control of the country again. Donald Trump's not a conservative. He's a pragmatist, libertarian, free market guy. He's a throwback. People go, oh, we want to move forward. America is the vanguard of free market and ideas. Even though we were a mix of bad things, we were the place that had that idea. That was something we were trying. So we were known for that. And so we're back to the future. Trump is the future because Trump grew up not wanting to screw people over. I mean, if you like to go gamble and be a fool and do whatever, he'll let you do that all day, too. He's certainly not an angel cake. It's just Trump doesn't like seeing poor people and unhappy people. He likes seeing hardworking, successful people. And that's why the globalists hate him, because they want a bunch of demoralized losers they can control.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen, and I was thinking during the break, what is the most important thing happening right now at this explosively critical point in human history? And I was really thinking about it, and it's this. The corporate media, the collaborator media that works for the multinational corporations that have pretty much conquered this nation, are having their power removed, their monopolistic control. They're still keeping all their stolen wealth. And they're so arrogant and they're so angry, they're putting out the lie, McCain, Comey, Schiff, that this is a nothing burger. This is nothing. This is no big deal. Oh my gosh, but it does damage our security and let the terrorists attack us and it's the worst thing ever and the end of our democracy and Trump's a dictator, blah, blah, blah. Even though federal law, as William Benny just stated, shows that if crimes are committed in the FISA court or in that process, law says it must be declassified. But let's stop right there. The average person will read the nuanced letter by the White House chief lawyer and Chairman Devin Nunes' letter. The trained eye will read it and see something different than what the public sees, but it's all in plain view. Because at this level of fine art, in its vernacular, in its parlance, it is to be done very gently as you slip the knife in between the two vertebrae and the neck. It's done elegantly, not brutishly. And I read this several times now, and it's the letter from the president on the front page that tells you everything. It says, I became aware when I was president through classified information of your full operations. After all, it's you guys that put this giant spy grid in. You ought to know. I have full access to everything. And I contacted the House committee, as I'm supposed to by law, and they got the information. And they concur that there was a criminal operation to overturn my election and fraud and lies, getting the warrants and all the rest of it, which we have the FISA court coming to us in April of last year in a 99-page report and telling us we'd been informed by the court, their prime informant, both in lineage and in importance, the progenitor, is the judiciary alerting the president 2 months after he was in office, January, February, March, April, 3 months, 4 months, in a 99-page report of what happened. Then the classified parts are sent to the House Intelligence Committee. Schiff works around the clock in federal court proceedings to block congressional moves and others to get the Fusion GPS documents that were concocted by the Justice Department, FBI, and the Democratic Party-funded Fusion GPS. And then all of the, oh, my God, we need the insurance policy. Oh, we can't let him get in. Oh, now that he's getting in, we got to take him out. We got to remove him. All that's already come out. That's all in the text messages. They don't deny it. Schiff denied it 3 weeks ago. Okay, it's all real, but it's nothing. It's a nothing burger. That's their spin now. As if you don't have common sense. It's the end of the world, total martial law, Trump's a dictator, but it's no big deal, and this doesn't show anything. So the big issue here is that they're going to say this is nothing. When the president says, I don't want to release all this information, and I don't want to hurt these agencies, but you're trying to hurt the country and hurt me, and you've lied, and I'm not going to sit here while your main operative that Hillary Clinton ran, Mueller, plays this game, okay? I'm not just going to let you march my son and everybody else off to prison so a bunch of libtards can celebrate it and kill the country's recovery. You people are out of control. Stop. If anything, it's very judicious. It's very measured. It's very, there's a signpost, this way, destruction. And Trump's sitting there going, I've been down the road. You don't want to go. You're very close now. Smell the stink of dead political flesh. But you look at that jack-o'-lantern's face of Hillary or that nutball freak Comey or any of those lunatic narcissist fruit heads aren't going to stop. So now you've got Russia probe lawyers. Oh, Trump might get indicted. See, before they said, oh, Mr. President, it can never happen. Now his lawyers are, oh, it is coming, Mr. President, because they were always planning this, getting up close to 2018. So here's the big issue. This is a giant memo. The cover sheet alone is bigger than the memo. It was already knew all this that's in the memo. It just says, hey, the president initiated this. We've got more. That's the big news. We got a lot more. We're ready to release. That's A. A is the president initiated this under the law, and we've got more information. And then B, you guys committed a whole bunch of perjury and a whole bunch of crimes in this thing. And we're ready to fight you. And that's it. We've got the intel. You know we've got the intel. We got a lot more we're ready to release. You committed a bunch of crimes. We're ready to go after you even more. Just get out of the way and let the country recover. And we're not going to euthanize the veterans. And Hillary and the Democrats at MSNBC and CNN are going, hell no. So, more comes up. You don't run up the white flag, more comes up. And Soros is already having his assets all over the world tied to human smuggling. I mean, he's been caught shipping in hundreds of thousands out of North Africa alone on those Zodiac rubber boats. That's in the news. The Italian Navy just stopped him 2 weeks ago. Think the Italians got a call from somebody? Called NATO? Called Trump? Because the United States is NATO? See, first Trump threatened to cut NATO's funding off to get them under control. Now we're in control again of NATO, not Soros and the EU. And now we're telling Soros, we're taking you down. You know, there's the headline. George Soros linked to funding human trafficking and terrorism. And guess what? Ooh, some stuff's happening to Soros right now. You want to move against Soros? Oh, what's going on? So there is the compendium of Trump. I know I'm the president. I've got you dead to rights. I contacted the House. They concur. I'm ready to give them more information. I'm ready to move. And I'm coming out against you, and you've committed incredible crimes. Their response? The Schiff says, I look like a psychotic serial killer with little weird bug eyes, and I'm on a power trip, and I'm going to get you. I'm not going to stop. We're like, okay. Then get ready. Rack them up. Huckleberry, it's all what you asked for. You're in charge of where you're going. Because Trump knows metaphysically he's got to be the good guy. He's got to be taking the high road. He's got to be the one that's defending. So he just keeps giving them chance after chance after chance, and they don't see they're slipping beneath the quicksand. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
All right, Doug Hagman of the Hagman Report, one of our great law enforcement sources on the East Coast with the FBI, the state police, you name it. A guy that's broken so much of the big news here is going to be hosting the fourth hour, along with a lot of new clips as the president speaks and other things develop. And we're going to him here in just a few minutes, though. And I do intend this Sunday when I'm back, 4 to 6 p.m., we're going to take phone calls, your response to the memo, all of it. But for me, again, the big takeaway with this whole situation is that the president's saying, I'm ready to release more. We're standing up. We're fighting you. This is criminal. We're exposing what you did. We're calling you out. We're not just going to sit here and lay down and take it. And you perjured yourselves three times to get these warrants. And then you targeted people politically. So that's coming up. Also want to play a clip of the president's response earlier talking about how they should be ashamed of themselves. And the media spins it and says the whole FBI or the whole government. They're the ones saying that. It's Clinton criminal groups like a hijacker of a plane. The average rank and file folks at the FBI are really awake. And I only discovered that in the last decade when I ran into folks and got documents from the FBI and federal marshals and others. I've just found the FBI at the grassroots level to be very, very helpful in anti-New World Order. That's what William Binney's a big patriot, former head of the NSA. He said, listen, I found the FBI is the scapegoat for all the deep state agencies that use it to hide behind, and then they run around like errand boys. Now, I'm not sitting here defending the FBI and the actions of its history and what it's done, but do you ever hear about the 17 agencies other than maybe the CIA? Or no, you don't. Yeah. It's all FBI when something secret comes out on my show that's ordered by the Army to go grab some witness, you know, and call them into the Army. I mean, the FBI are like errand boys, so they become kind of the scapegoat. Even for the Democrats that are inside, when they get caught committing crimes, they then go, oh, don't attack the FBI. We're the FBI. No, you're not. Talking Scarface, which is based on a cosmology of true stories, because the guy that wrote that was, of course, the same guy that made Snowden and all the rest of it. But Oliver Stone, Tony Montana is sitting there with a corrupt cop that's trying to get him assassinated. And he says, get ready, I'm going to kill you. And he goes, you can't kill me. I'm a cop. He goes, whoever said you was one. And that's what we're coming down to here. Comey's not an FBI agent. Mueller's not an FBI agent. McCabe's not an FBI agent. They're deep state Clinton operatives. Good God, Hillary gave his wife $500,000 cash she kept a couple years ago. I mean, think of what we don't know about, ladies and gentlemen. So we're going to go to Doug Hagmann here in just a moment. After the president, just briefly, though, I get so excited I barely even plug products. We got great products. I want you to use the products. I want them to work great for you so you order them over and over again. It's a symbiotic relationship. X2, the good halogen, pollen block from quail, Japanese quail that are fed a special diet have been known for whatever reason. The chemical it produces really lowers a lot of the issues from the pollen and, you know, what happens in your sinus and the seasonal distress. That's 51% off. About to sell out in the next few weeks, so I'm going to end that special early next week on Pollen Block. We also are about to end the special 40% off on Brain Force, our best-selling product, 40% off on Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Fruit Punch. We've got the Trump Pinch 2020 Shirt of the Month that is limited edition, when a perfect vision for America. It's a classic navy blue with a classic American flag, with classic Trump flag. I'm sad the other one was such a bestseller. We're going to make the one with the glasses. Won't be a shirt of the month. I'm going to make that just a general shirt, but this baby is a shirt of the month. You get 20% off when you order it at InfoWarsStore.com exclusively, and then you can cancel any time on the shirt of the month you're going to get. You got 26 days to get that shirt, Trump Pence 2020. That had been sold out for 6 months. There was another limited edition. So this is a new limited edition with a perfect vision for America with the American flag on the right shoulder, InfoWars.com across the back. Great way to meet like-minded people and spread the word. And also, I was going to have a new, stronger, more bio-PQQ, more CoQ10. I was going to call it Cell Force because I didn't want to compete with Group is a great guy who we're making DNA Force with. We were planning a stronger one with him, but he said, listen, you already got such a good deal. This is DNA Force Plus. Just go with your manufacturer. So it's more bio-PQQ, more CoQ10, more of everything for on retail normally 30, 40% less than what the old DNA Force was. I've gone even lower. So comparable brands of this is the Rolls-Royce quality, are like $200. This is $69.95 right now, but it's about to sell out. Cellforce, InfoWarsStore.com. It'll be on as DNA Force as soon as it comes back out. DNA Force Plus, excuse me. So check it all out, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And believe me, the deep state's going to strike back, but we're starting to turn the corner in many ways, but the war's still on. So we need your prayers, your support. I'm praying for you. Thank you all for what you do. InfoWarsStore.com. Please support our local AM/FM affiliates as well. Become a sponsor. Support their sponsors. Or send the local station a monthly tithe of $20, $100. It's an information war. They're trying to bankrupt talk radio. They're trying to shut us down. But you've stood in their face, those headwinds, and I salute you and thank you. Though, you know, help out Doug Hagmann, and he's reaching millions of people a week. Just, there's all these great patriots, and there's safety in numbers, so I salute everybody. Now, we're going to get his breaking intel on this memo, what it really means in about 2 minutes. But first, I wanted to play the president earlier today, right when we started the broadcast. He made this statement when he was about to meet with North Korean defectors who left that dictatorship and how horrified they were and how scared to even be, you know, still of Kim Jong-un. But first, he made this statement about the release of this congressional memo detailing the roadmap of criminality. Here it is.
I think it's terrible. You want to know the truth? I think it's a disgrace. What's going on in this country, I think it's a disgrace. The memo was sent to Congress. It was declassified. Congress will do whatever they're going to do. But I think it's a disgrace what's happening in our country. And when you look at that, and you see that, and so many other things, what's going on, a lot of people should be ashamed of themselves, and much worse than that. So I sent it over to Congress. They will do what they're going to do. Whatever they do is fine. It was declassified. And let's see what happens. But a lot of people should be ashamed. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
I'll stop there. Again, I cannot quantify how historical this is. Trump is teaching us how to fight again. He is taking out the hijacked networks inside the government that have taken over these agencies and groups. He is removing the poison, in my view. I want to get Doug Hagman's brief take before he takes over in a moment on am I right in my assessment? And I know he always has amazing intel. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, Doug Hagman of HagmanReport.com. Tell us what you know.
I'll tell you what, I've been glued to your broadcast the entire day, a historic day. You are absolutely correct. This is the biggest scandal, the biggest crime that we have seen, at least in my lifetime. I mean, this dwarfs Watergate, the superlatives. This cannot be understated. The importance thereof cannot be understated. The bottom line here is this. The exposure of the coup, the attempted coup, by the weaponized Department of Justice, by the weaponized FBI, known by certain rank and file members of the FBI who are actually white hats exposing this as well. Bottom line, they went after Donald Trump. They're going after the American people. This is an ongoing issue. And also the bottom line is this. This people think that this memo, the three and a quarter page memo, is in fact the end. This is just the beginning, and it's going to get much worse. The exposure of the deep state operatives, the shadow government, the people, the swamp creatures. This is going to get much worse, and there will be. I'll tell you what. People will go, and this is what I'm hearing, there will be charges laid against certain individuals within the Department of Justice, current and former, because of this information and information that supports this document. And the names, of course, within the document, as well as those implied, whether it be Bruce Orr or Peter Strzok. They're worried, and they should be. And the last thing, and I just really want to drive this point home, Alex, this is a scandal, crime, more appropriate, that goes directly to the office or to the White House, to the Obama White House. Obama knew totally. He knew about this. In fact, he facilitated exactly what we read in this 3.5-page memo. He facilitated this. He was a part of it. The presidential daily briefings contained information. And if people knew, this is what I'm getting, if people knew the contents of the presidential daily briefings, they would be absolutely astounded at the level of complicity by Barack Hussein Obama.
You just said it, and that's what I was told by Congress folks, is they've got those now. The president has.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And when what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Live, I'm Alex Jones, your host. Doug Hagman, an amazing source, his own broadcaster, long career in law enforcement, a lot of activities on the East Coast, joins us. HagmanReport.com is his excellent website. Amazing information that he's broken so many times here. But if you just joined us, ladies and gentlemen, we've gotten pieces of this foreshadowed by the House Intelligence Committee, by senators as well, that have seen the larger body of the intelligence. This was a very light shot across the bow. The fact that they're willing to fight back and the fact that they say they have more, that's the big shot across the bow that they're waiting to use, but it's very, very limited. But what Hagman just said, we saw members of Congress, some of which have joined us, saying, oh, this will embarrass Obama. This will embarrass the president and take the shine off him. And that's exactly what we've already seen in the campaign, at the nomination, when he was then running against Hillary as the nominee, and then when he was president-elect. Right before the nomination, they start surveillance. when he's running against Hillary, they open up another warrant to spy on even more people. With one warrant, they can spy on millions in dragnets. That's admitted. They keep going, oh, big deal, we spied on this Carter, you know, this person down here or whatever. It's a larger dragnet. And then once he's president-elect, they got a couple months, November 8th until January 20th, and they went really crazy then, but couldn't find anything. So now they had to cover it all up. So for me, the big issue here, and the thing that's hiding in plain view, is that Obama, with the Justice Department, working with the Democratic Party, we now know, was honchoing this, and I have been told by sources that that's the ace card that Trump holds, one of many cards, but it's the ace of spades, is that the President of the United States, Barack Hussein Obama, 44, call it a royal flush if you want, was getting daily briefings during the last weeks of the campaign and right through on directed White House programs, as we know, is the people under him had unmasked the Trump folks and were following. They were in the White House surveilling Trump and his family and myself and Roger Stone. That's admitted. But the president was getting briefings purely political off that investigation, off what Trump was doing, what he was saying, what he was planning. It's not enough that they, CNN, we now know, and WikiLeaks, was giving the debate questions to Donna Brazile weeks before, so Hillary had them, or all three moderators ganged up on all the shows, including Fox. All the rigging, like Gladiator, where he's fighting the, you know, the five tigers and the champion from Gaul. I mean, it's that rigged, and still he won. Still we won. Still, because we woke up, we overpowered them. And that's what Hagman was just getting to. He's taking over in the next hour. But, Doug, that is bombshell, because that's what we know they were doing in the White House. But that's what I'm hearing is coming out next, is they've got, because executive privilege won't work president to president if it's illegal. The word is Trump has witnesses and people ready to go forward that they were using the White House as a command base with the NSA trying to stop Trump from getting in office. This is a 50,000 times worse than Richard Milhouse Nixon. Is that what you're saying from your sources?
100% precisely. And one can go back to November 17th of 2016 when Admiral Mike Rogers, head of the NSA, broke ranks, made an unscheduled visit to Trump Tower. You've covered this. Met with Donald Trump. And in that meeting, we don't know, of course, what he said, but certainly the effects of what he said were clear, because the next day, Donald Trump moved from Trump Tower, again, as president-elect, to the golf course in Bedminster, New Jersey, because of what Mike Rogers said. And basically what Rogers said, and I'm speculating here, is the fact that, hey
brother, and again, he didn't give a heads up. He went there to report the treason.
That's right. And then right after that, of course, you saw Clapper and others calling for Rogers Rogers to be fired because of breaking ranks. But this, all the roads lead right back to Obama, and as well as the parallel roads lead back to Clinton, because with Hillary Clinton as well, I just have to mention this, Hillary Clinton, using a private server, set up Barack Hussein Obama in the White House, communicated from Russian soil on a private server to Hillary Clinton while she was in Russia, thereby enjoining him in this conspiracy where he was powerless, essentially, to sign off on any prosecution of Hillary Clinton in the server issue, the private email issue. The reason I bring this up is because all of these are components of a larger, more widespread series of criminal activity that we are now seeing that this three-and-a-half-page memo or three-and-a-quarter-page memo is alluding to in some respects, the surveillance. And by the way, it was the entire thing. This was a setup. This was a sting operation against Donald Trump, and people need to understand that. This was a surveillance operation against a person without a predicate.
Record sending in Democratic Party operatives like this Natalia lady from Soros, saying it's about adoption stuff, and then changing the subject when it's admitted that it's their operative, and that blew up in their face because Trump is so straight-laced.
Yeah, and you've got Glenn Simpson from Fusion GPS testifying before the House and Senate, denying that he knows, for example, Natalia Veselnitskaya. Yet he met with her the day before and the day after that Donald Trump meeting where the information was supposed to be disclosed to Donald Trump Jr. This is insane, but this lays bare, in my view, the absolute... I can't even find the right words for this except to say this is a sting operation against Donald Trump. This is an attempted coup, an attempted political assassination by the highest levels in the FBI and the DOJ. And look, I'm all for law and order. I'm all for the DOJ. I was an operational asset for the FBI in the 90s. But I got to tell you something. Never, never would any FBI agent I know would ever put up with this. Or anyone from the Department of Justice. This was a sting operation designed to politically assassinate Donald Trump, and it almost worked.
The recklessness of it is just frightening. I mean, this isn't like lying on intelligence to launch some new war. That's bad enough. You're trying to overthrow an election of people that really want to return the country, claiming they're Russian agents, when you're up to your eyeballs with Chinese and Russian collusion yourself. Here's the thing. This isn't business as usual. Trump, as he knows, cannot allow them to continue on. I get if he fires a bunch of them right now. They go, oh, look, you're doing that because you're desperate. No, it's his duty now as the executive to fire Rosenstein, who we know is now running all this. I mean, it's insane. I mean, it's really insane.
Oh, insane to the max. But I think now you're going to see... over the next 24, 48, 72 hours, I think you're going to see people obviously lawyering up, seeking legal counsel. You're going to see some resignations probably next week. You're going to see some people escorted from their offices.
Just like McCabe this week.
Yes. But this will be even more broad, because from this 3.25-page memo, they know, meaning the deep state, they know they've got a lot more, the foundational documentation for this memo. And you went over that, which was a brilliant, that 99-page FISA audit that you went over with Mr. Binney last week. Just take a look at that. And
that's got the three cases that were masked, that's blacked out, that when they said this is illegal. FISA was telling the president, sir, in April, this is illegal, and gave him the report. And I know the White House wanted that on the air, and I'm... The media just covered it up.
Yep, of course. The media is complicit in this. And when you look at the level of complicity by the media, and by the way, the Fusion GPS documents, and I know that this is kind of being shotgun around here a little bit, but when you look at what's being requested from Fusion GPS and what it was turned over, we saw the credit side of the bank records from Fusion GPS, but what we didn't see yet is the debit side, who they paid in the media to propagate the Russian collusion story. When that hits, and when that gets out in the open, there are a lot of people who are going to say, oh, man.
Well, that's the word. Congress has leaked that reportedly $2 million through the FBI and Justice Department went to family members that were at GPS or his wife. They tried to deny it, but word is they've committed perjury. The word is that they have the documents. Is that what you've been told?
Absolutely, they've got the documents. In fact, the Office of the Inspector General, Michael Horowitz, has additional documents. You go back to the texts that were lost, never lost. They've had them. That was something totally different.
Oh, let me ask you about that when we come back. I'll host a little bit with you the next hour and let you take over. Man, you're on fire. I mean, Doug Hagmann, that microphone sounds even better than mine. I'm a little bit jealous. That studio is. Doug Hagmann. It's good to see confident badasses, isn't it? Makes you feel like you're not alone. Stay with us.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.